begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Today, we are saddened to hear the loss of the elementary teacher, Sarah Kay, who taught at Marshall for 17 years. She leaves behind her husband, Henry Kay, a District 712 teacher on special assignment, and a 7-year-old daughter, Charlotte. We extend our deepest sympathy to the family of Sarah Kay. The moment of silence ended. Please be seated. Thank you. So we're gonna have a full house today. So let's clear some from the crowd first. We're gonna begin our session by recognizing the winner and the high achiever from Fine Art Program in our school district. I'm going to invite Dr. Lorena Sanchez to introduce the winner.
Thank you. Good evening, President Nguyen, members of the board, Superintendent Mafi, staff, guests, and families. Welcome, everyone. On Saturday, March 11th, we celebrated the 39th annual First Impressions Student Art Exhibit, and approximately 600 students were recognized for their work, their artwork, which represented multiple categories, including but not limited to drawing and painting, ceramics, sculpture, photography, digital art, and animation. This event is just another confirmation of the high value that the Garden Grove Unified School District, along with the support of the board, places on the arts. Visual and performing arts not only help our students with their academic goals, but they help our students with their motivation and personal skills, goal number two. And so at this time, I'm gonna introduce Stacy Harris, our coordinator of visual and performing arts. She will now introduce staff, students, and students who played an important role in First Impressions, including students who were recognized with prestigious awards. Stacy, please join us.
Good evening. Thank you, members of the board, and thank you, Dr. Sanchez. It's my pleasure to be here tonight to introduce these students and their teachers to you this evening. Before we present a few of the students that were featured in our show, I would like to start by introducing Matt Franklin. Matt is the teacher on special assignments in the visual and performing arts office, and was responsible for coordinating the entire art exhibit from start to finish, including the jurying of the artwork, all the way through to the design and the setup of the gallery. Matt has great support from a number of people, including our Don Wash Auditorium staff and a large number of our art teachers across the district that volunteer their time to help in this process each year. I would like to thank Matt for his tremendous work on this year's art show. At this time, I'd like to ask our students, their teacher, and principals to come up, and we'll line up over on this side of the room in the order we discussed. Each year, students in grades pre-K through 12 submit artwork to be juried for First Impressions. Tonight, I am proud to be here to present to you 8 students that were chosen for special recognition. The first 2 students I am presenting tonight are Cassidy Flores and Josiah Fuentes. As part of a new collaborative project, kindergartners from 8 schools were asked to draw self-portraits. Select students at each of our high schools then took these drawings and were asked to recreate them with the skills and techniques they have learned in their art classes. Cassidy's piece, which you can see across the room all the way on the end, is entitled Floating Fun and is based off of Josiah's original artwork, which you can also see over there. And these were chosen for the cover and the poster artwork for our show this year. Cassidy is in the 12th grade and attends Garden Grove High School. Her art teacher is Stephanie McManus. And the principal at Garden Grove High School is Steve Osborne. Josiah is in kindergarten and attends post-elementary school. His teacher is Yung Nguyen. And the principal at Post is Joy Ellsworth. Cassidy's piece encaptured the essence of Josiah's self-portrait beautifully and added an element of whimsy to the finished piece. Please allow me to present Cassidy Flores and Josiah Fuentes, our cover work artists for the year. The recipient of our Mayor's Award is Marvin Nguyen. I'd like to ask Marvin to come forward. Marvin is in the fourth grade and attends Post Elementary School. His teacher is Lori Adams, and again, the principal at Post is Joy Ellsworth. Marvin's artwork is across the room from me also and is entitled Guardian Eagle. It is a wet into wet watercolor wash with patterns done in pen over the top. Marvin was presented his award from Garden Grove Mayor Steve Jones. Please allow me to present the winner of our Mayor's Award, Marvin Nguyen. The recipient of our PK through 6 Best in Show Award is TT Tran, and I'd like to ask her to come forward. TT is a sixth grader at Cook Elementary School. Her photography instructor is Gabriela Hernandez from the Boys and Girls Club of Garden Grove, and the principal at Cook is Sandy Ishii. TT's piece is the photograph across the room and is entitled Hidden Beauty, which incorporates a worm's eye point of view along with interesting depth of field and lighting effects. TT was not able to be at the award ceremony, so she was not able to receive her plaque, and I'd like to present that to her now. Please allow me to present the winner of our PK Best in Show Award, TT Tran. The recipient of our Superintendent's Award is Cynthia Ramirez. Cynthia. Cynthia is an eighth grader at Irvine Intermediate School. Her art instructor is Sherry Delgado, and the principal at Irvine is Bill Gates. Cynthia's piece is the final one that is across the room and is entitled Butterfly and Roses, and uses a pointillism technique that highlights Cynthia's understanding of color theory. Cynthia was presented her award by our superintendent, Dr. Gabriela Maffi. Please allow me to present the winner of our superintendent's award, Cynthia Ramirez. The recipient of our 7-8 Best in Show Award is Chloe Nguyen. Chloe is an eighth grader at McGarvin Intermediate School. Her art instructor is Brian Bixby, and the principal at McGarvin is Tawny Fan. Chloe's piece is the one I just tripped over. And it is a piece of blackout poetry entitled Blackout Poetry Dragonfly. Chloe created a poem using a page from a discarded book and then used graphite pencil to design the dragonfly around her poem. Chloe was presented her award from Assistant Superintendent of Secondary Education, Kelly McAmis. Please allow me to present the winner of our 7-8 Best in Show Award, Chloe Nguyen. The recipient of the President of the School Board Award is Nan Kwok. Nan is a freshman at La Quinta High School. His photography instructor is Preston Aldis, and the principal at La Quinta is Denise Halstead. Nan's piece is the photograph all the way off to the end of the row here, and it is entitled Carnival, and was a photo that Nan shot last year at the Strawberry Festival. After learning about double exposures, Nan gave this piece a double exposure overlay with an image that he shot of flowers. Nan was presented his award from our school board president, Trustee Lan Nguyen. Please allow me to present the winner of our President of the School Board Award, Nan Kwok. And the final student that I'm presenting tonight is the recipient of our 912 Best in Show Award, Tuyet Nhi Tran. Tuyet is a sophomore at La Quinta High School. Her art instructor is Annie Ta, and again, the principal at La Quinta is Denise Halstead. Tuyet's piece is the charcoal still life that is behind me at the back here, and it is entitled Beauty. She used black and white charcoal on a gray-toned paper and masterfully rendered objects with reflective surfaces, translucent surfaces, and objects with a great deal of texture. Tuyet was presented her award from Assistant Superintendent of Secondary Education, Kelly McCamus. Please allow me to present the winner of our 912 Best in Show Award, Tuyet Nhi Tran. I would like to thank the board for your continued support of our visual performing arts programs and for having us here tonight to celebrate these exceptional students. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Thank you, Ms. Harris, for the introductions. Thank you for the good work that we have seen, not only here, but throughout the district. We're going to take the honor, taking a picture with our winner. And we're going to have a short recess at the time where we take a picture with the honorees. And then after that, we come back to regular session. Thank you. The regular session of the meeting. For those who come for the presentation, you don't have to stay. If you leave now, we won't take it personal. So the next session and thereafter is not going to be interesting as you saw it before. Okay, next item on the agenda is public comments. We have a number of requests to speak at the meeting today. I'm going to repeat the rule, the limitation. You're allowed to speak for up to 3 minutes. When I get close to the time, you see the beep, and then at that time, try to get over, kind of finish your statement, and then get on so that the next speaker can come up and speak, okay? The first request is we have Dominion Garcia Murray.
Hello, everybody. Thank you for letting me speak. Honorable Board of Trustees, Mr. President, Dr. Mafi, nice to see you, Linda, everyone, student trustee, and guests. Congratulations, all the recipients of the award. Last time I was here, I spoke on other issues, and I noticed a resolution that was brought forth by Trustee Muniton really took me by surprise that it was passed unanimously. That was just great. It was amazing, and a lot of our children, a lot of our youth have difficult time right now going to sleep. A lot of things going on throughout the nation that make people very worried. And I really want to congratulate the board for having passed that resolution from the bottom of my heart. But, I want to throw this out to the district that, that's really the first step. Maybe you're already working on it, and I'm just, beating a dead horse, hopefully. But, there's a lot that the district can do. There's a lot of organizations out there, and you have a lot of facilities at your disposal. You also have a way to communicate to a lot of people, obviously, your students and their families. So. You have families that have a pathway to residency that they might not be aware of. There's a lot of people, I used to do social work, and I can guarantee you a lot of people go by presumptions and things that is very inaccurate information. So you have families that also have a pathway for citizenship and so forth. And many times, especially during these times, there's a lot of predator attorneys and so forth out there that are more than willing to take advantage of desperate people. And you have the ability as a district to bring forth the people from nonprofits and groups that are really well to do. For example, Accord, Orange County Communities for Responsible Development, Catholic Charities Immigration, MALDEF, Orange County Immigrant Youth United, Orange County Community Foundation. There's a whole bunch of different organizations. So I implore the district to continue the work that you started. Reach out to these organizations. If there's anything I can do, reach out to me. Bring people together and bring our families together so that they can get the right legal help, so that they can get their residencies, that they get their citizenship, and they can find ways to feel safe and protected. And you're going to be continuing that great service that you started with that resolution. So thank you very much for your time.
Thank you. Our next speaker is Ms. Tina Gurney, representing a number of the bargaining unit from our districts.
President Nguyen, members of the board, Dr. Mafi, ladies and gentlemen, I rise to speak tonight on behalf of GGEA and also the presidents of CSEA, GGPPSA, and the supervisory unit who have asked me to speak for them all. All four bargaining units within GGUSD are concerned with the concept of an off-schedule salary settlement. Here are a few reasons. One, all four bargaining units have been with the district through the most difficult of financial periods. All employees took budget cut days, also known as furlough days, during the depths of the Great Recession of 2008. As a matter of fact, our employees took more budget cut days than were absolutely necessary. Also, during the Orange County bankruptcy several years ago, the bargaining units rallied to support our Board of Trustees, superintendent, and all stakeholders to survive that financial challenge. We have been there for you. You have also been there for us. We readily acknowledge and appreciate the years when substantial improvements have been made to our salary schedules. The board has been there for the employees, and the employees have been there for the board. This is another one of those times. All employees deserve an on-schedule salary settlement. Off-schedule settlements provide a built-in wage cut the year after the settlement. It's far from ideal. Off-schedule settlements do not help toward retirement. Our salaries and therefore our retirement increases only when settlements are on the salary schedule. We're committed to help the district solve problems. We know that the board is equally committed to its employees. We're confident that an on-schedule solution can be found. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Gurney. Our next. Thank you. Our next speaker is Ms. Adrienne James.
Good evening. My name is Adrienne James. My daughter has autism and has attended Garden Grove High School and Garden Grove School since the seventh grade. She's now 18. I wanted to discuss a few things. As we have many wonderful teachers in our district, I've had some very bad experiences with a couple. My daughter's disability, she needs help with social skills. A very important plan, part of a plan for a student with autism is to include them in school activities they can do. My daughter was placed in a cheer class, but two teachers did not want to treat my daughter reasonably. I know this because I watched it happen. In the first instance, the teacher, Ms. Lewis, asked everyone to pose in their cheer poses. Once all the students were posed, she then asked my daughter to move away because she was angry with me. She had given her resignation that day. Then she took out her phone and took a picture of all the other girls with my daughter standing by the wall, and then put her phone away and proceeded to end the practice. Another teacher, Ms. Bowie, locked up my daughter's hair bow in the cheer room. And when we got to practice that, to the game that day, she said she could not cheer because she didn't have the correct bow. Eventually, they told me her bow was locked up. They had locked it up. Both these women, I reported both incidents to administrators, but nothing happened. No apology, no guarantee it would not happen again. No promise of training for teachers. Both ladies are still teaching at Garden Grove High School. I'd also like to talk about my daughter's problem with her vision. As she reads, she has to track with her finger, but she still loses place about every three lines. So I asked the district, it's very common for autistic children to have problems with vision, for an assessment. They're supposed to assess all areas of suspected disability per disability laws. The assessment's $1,000. They refused and instead filed for hearing, which probably cost about $20,000 of your money, rather than have my daughter's eyes vision checked by someone that is qualified. My daughter spent 4 years at Garden Grove High in their mild-moderate program. They don't have a moderate-severe program at Garden Grove High School. She passed the math portion of the high school exit exam. She was 10 points away from passing the English portion. Every testing, her score improved 10 points. She did not make, she recently tested at college, the community college, and she scored into English 98 with no modifications. Yet they want to put her in the adult transition program. The district just filed for hearing against me to put her in, force me to send her to the adult transition program that it says right here on their own documentation, it's for students, moderate severe students. My daughter's not moderate severe. It's one option, one size fits all program, and it's not appropriate and it's not safe for her. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Ms. James. Our next speaker is Ms. Crystal Cernantes.
Linda, can I give you some papers to pass out? Good evening, President Nguyen, Superintendent Mafi, members of the board, Dr. Sanchez, Assistant Superintendent Lauren Ray, and ladies and gentlemen. I was born here in Garden Grove. I went to Garden Grove schools, and now I'm raising my family here. I come here as a parent today. I come as a parent because I'm also have a daughter with a disability of autism, and I'm appalled at how our district is treating our children with special needs. I passed out a paper to the board. They probably know these numbers better than I, but in 2015-2016 school year, we have a total of 6,226,737 children in California, of which currently only 90,794 are eligible under autism for services. If a new CDC study published in 2014 stated that as close as 1 in 45 children have a medical diagnosis of autism, that would mean that the number should be closer to 138,372. So if California is only serving 90,000, that means there's nearly 50,000, by my count, approximately 47,578 children, like my daughter, who has autism, that is not receiving services from the district. I truly believe that public education is one of the last safety nets that we have for our most disadvantaged youths, for the poor, for the minorities, and for the disabled. I just ask that the board and everybody here, just please consider my daughter, who is one of those 47,578 children who are not receiving the appropriate services through the district. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Okay, we're moving on to the next item on the agendas. The next will be approval from the minute from the last meeting. Is there any request for correction to the minute? Hearing none, I'm going to ask for the vote.
Mrs. Nguyen?
Yes.
Aye.
Mrs. Rocco?
Aye.
Mr. Hart?
Aye.
Mr. Nguyen?
I abstain because I wasn't here. And also, I want to thank Mr. Hardin for running the meeting last time on a short notice. Okay, item number three is public hearings and presentation and report. We have the, today we're going to have a public hearing according to Education Code 17558 to discuss the intent of the district to dedicate, to adopt a resolution to dedicate an easement on the corner of Chapman Center and not to the city of Garden Grove for utility purpose. Is there any request to speak on this public hearing? I have not received any request, and hearing none, I announce that the public hearing is now closed. Okay, so next will be the presentation of the contract proposal. We have an initial contract from the Garden Grove Education Association and the Purple Students Association. That's right. Okay, I'm sorry. Any want to speak on that hearing? Hearing none, the hearing is now closed. Okay, so we have the presentation. Yes. Okay. Now we're going to have the presentation from the, we have only one from the initial proposal presentation from the supervisory unit. I'm going to ask Mr. Vic Chummy.
Good evening, Ms. Nguyen, Mr. Menaton, Mrs. Rocco, Mr. Harden, and Mr. Nguyen, Dr. Mafi, cabinet and guests. My name is Vic Chumley. I am the president of the supervisory unit here in Garden Grove Unified School District. I was graciously selected to announce to you our intent to enter into yet another year of negotiations for the 2017-18 school year. Though we have an open contract this year as well, as not yet having come to conclusion of last year's contract, we would like to open the following articles: Article 9, leaves; Article 10, health and welfare; Article 11, wages. We would also like to reserve the right to open any and all articles within our contract necessary to see this negotiation to closure. Thank you all very much for your time.
Thank you, Mr. Chummies. That concludes the presentation on the public hearing section of the agenda. Our next item is item number five on the programs and instructions. We have item 5A and B.
Move approval of 5A and B.
Second motion.
Thank you. Number 5A is to approve the recommendation from the staff to accept the AVID implementation agreement from the AVID Center for the continued development and refinement of AVID standard performance objective for the 712 articulation process and for the year 2017 and 18 school year. That will allow the district to continue the partnership with the AVID Center to continue our AVID program in the district. Item 5B is to approve the number of out-district events. The first one request from La Quinta High School to allow 42 11th grade AVID students to travel to Northern California to visit a number of university campuses there during the period of April 6th to 9th this year. And I request number two is from San Diego High School to allow 60 forward first and second class students to attend the forward leadership camp in Irvine Regional Park on May 5th and 7th. And the last event is to allow approximately 88 grade students from McGovern Intermediate School to the Washington, D.C. trip and the surrounding areas during the spring recess of 2018, the exact day to be determined. Any question or comment on any of the items? Hearing none, I call for the vote on item 5A and B.
Ms. Quinn?
Yes.
Ms.
Quinn?
Aye.
Mrs. Rocco?
Aye.
Mr.
Harden.
Aye.
Aye. Item six is on the business.
Mr. President, may I, just a quick interruption. Back to item 3A. Normally, when do we vote on after the public hearing for that item?
So we have the public hearing, and that will be coming up in this item number six.
Yeah, we're going to vote on that.
The 3A? 3A.
You're going to vote on that item and the number, item 6A.
Okay, they're tied in.
Yes, they are the same.
Okay, I see.
The hearing on the same item. Okay. So we're going to have, we're going to discuss item 6A through F.
I move to approve.
Okay. A second.
Thank you. Item 6A is to adopt the resolution number 25 to dedicate an easement to install and maintain and operate some utility equipments to Southern California Edison Company and City of Garden Grove at the corner of Chapman and Knott. Item 6B is to accept the bid number 1604 to purchase audiovisual technology equipment from 13 vendors for the purchase of 34 items of audio visual technology equipment. Item 6C is to approve the authorization to extend the Colton Joint Unified School District bid number 15-04 for the playground equipment safety surface and outdoor site furnishings and the Department of State Architect approved safe shelters. Item 6D is to extend the contract for the purchase of the facility maintenance lighting products and industrial supplies and tools according to the contract number 7-11-54.01 with the Fastenal Company number 7-11-51.02 and WW Grandeur Inc. and number 7-11-54-01 SID Tool Company doing business as MSC Industrial Supply Company. Item 6F is to authorize the district to apply for the funding application under federal E-grade for funding year 2017. And this will be the 20th year that we participate in this technology program. Item 6F is to approve the purchase and order check for the total amount of $51,612,251 and some changes. Any comment, questions on any of the items?
Did you do E?
All right, hearing none, I'm going to call for the vote on item 6A to F.
Mrs. Lynn?
Yes.
Mr.
Aye.
Mrs. Rocco?
Aye.
Mr. Harden?
Aye.
Mr. Lynn?
Aye. Thank you. Item 7, we have item 7A to C.
I move we approve items A through C.
Second that.
Thank you. Item 7A is to approve the certificate personnel report. And item 7C is to approve the report from the classified personnel report. And item 5C is to approve the salary schedule language revisions as a result of some changes in the regular salary schedule. Any questions or comments on any of the items? Hearing none, I call for the vote.
Mrs. Lynn?
Yes.
Mr. Monaghan?
Aye.
Mrs. Rocco?
Aye.
Mr. Harden?
Aye.
And Mr. Lynn?
Aye. Okay, we're down to the last item of the agenda, which is a discussion by board member. We're going to begin with boss, Mr. Patillo.
Good evening, everyone. I'd first like to comment on the artwork that was presented here today.
So I think it was more than beautiful. I'm no artist myself, but I understand the amount of rigor that is necessary to craft such beautiful works. So I just wanted to comment on our students' incredible work and show pride that it came from our district. So I would like to talk about my school site. On Thursday and Friday, we'll be having this program called Every 15 Minutes. And so every 15 minutes, someone passes away from alcohol-related collision. And so this is a program that's going to be implemented at our school in order to bring awareness to seniors and juniors. And the goal is to remove the apathy to the topic of drinking and driving. It challenges students to think about the consequences of perpetuating this issue, and like what consequences they will face, and as a result, how they can affect family and friends. And so I'm happy to say that this program is at our school site this year. But I do personally believe that the program's mission should be carried out on all our school sites, because a lot of our students could benefit from the message that it's trying to convey, and really from like the experience of seeing a real-life public service announcement. So, but I still think that it should be reserved to the juniors and seniors. With that said, talking about seniors, a lot of the admission notifications for the UCs have been distributed. So many seniors district-wide are either counting their finances and preparing to make decisions, or they're waiting on final admissions. And so the last one's coming at the end of the month for Cal Berkeley. So if you know a senior, definitely congratulate them on their admission offers. And the last thing that I want to talk about was about the 28th, we're going to be meeting with BRC. We will be briefing on our efforts and getting students and parents to watch our spirit videos on our social media pages, so YouTube. And so, thank you.
Thank you very much, Mr. Patula. Ms. Nguyen.
Thank you, Mr. President. I was really excited about the art awards tonight, and it brought back a lot of memories. Our Garden Grove School District has been have been the oven to produce many, many artists for many decades already. And I remember taking an art class at Los Amigos High, and every student, and the teachers now are still the same. Every student, like my former art teacher, they really do help support and promote the interest of each student and the ability for each student in the pursuit of arts. And I remember I did not paint, I did not sculpture, but my teacher really liked the way I put my eyeshadow and how I mixed the colors. I remember he liked my mixing of the colors when I draw color pencil my art pieces, especially my eyes. Thought it was funny to think about that again. Also, I have a question for Dr. Mafi. If the two parents that brought up about their two children in the autism special classes, if they have contacted the administrative offices yet. They yes. have. Okay, good, good. Okay, that's all I wanted to know. And the other thing I wanted to know was for our labor negotiations, are you going to have us meet with you again regarding labor negotiation?
Yes, we meet regularly.
Okay. The board.
Yes.
Okay, we will be meeting soon. Thank you. I wanted to, on a last note, I wanted to share my condolences to the family of our teacher, Ms. Sarah Kay. Extend my condolences to her family and my prayers with her family. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Nguyen. Mr. Munetan.
Yes. Good evening. I first also want to just say how great our presentations was, and having schools from throughout the district is really great. Also want to thank our parents as well as the bargaining units for coming out and sharing their concerns as well. On March 9th, I was able to attend Eisenhower Elementary. They had their Cinderella play. It was fantastic. It was, to be honest, it was better than the movies. The kids did a really great job. They all had their lines down. Their costumes were amazing. And I overheard that a lot of the parents played a very key part in that. So it's great to see the camaraderie and the community coming together for a common goal. I think that was amazing. March 10th, I attended the Latinos Unidos Cultural Night at Los Amigos. It was a really fantastic event, and for those that attended, I actually was one of the dancers there. So I was on the dance floor with my partner, Amy Garcia. We were able to do a salsa skit, so that was fun. March 14th, I went to visit Irvine Intermediate and went around the school and kind of checked things out. Really great to see what all the students are up to. I was really, really impressed with the central kitchen. I went inside of the kitchen. I met some of the staff that works in the kitchen and makes literally thousands of meals for all of our students because they are the central kitchen, so they go out through the rest of the schools. They said something in the number of 5,000 meals a day, so really blown away with the amount of great work that they're doing. So hats off to the kitchen staff. And then today I was able to go to BOLSA and see the WASC accreditation process, and boy, is that a really tough process. And I was really impressed with how much pride BOLSA has and how they were able to showcase what they are doing. And I was able to talk to some of the WASC people, and they're very, very happy as well. So hats off to BOLSA.
Thank you, Nathan. Ms. Rocco.
Well, I think I know what March Madness means. I have a whole list of places I've been, and that just means that's nothing for me. I'm retired. I have time. But it just shows the commitment and the dedication our staff has, our administrators, our schools, our parents, our kids, to be doing all these wonderful things. So I'm going to try to get through them really quick. But open house has already started, and so I've gone to Pacific on Rancho, and it's an amazing opportunity for me as a board member to connect with students, with staff, with parents, visit classrooms, giving the teachers the thumbs up when I can't really talk to them because they're talking to a parent, which is the most important thing, but to see how much pride they have and how much passion and how much enthusiasm they have for their kids and for what they do. It shows. It shows you don't even have to talk to the teacher. You can see it. You can feel it when you walk into the room. And even the kids at Rancho from the Hispanic Honor Society that I visited a couple weeks ago remembered me and were very excited to see me there. So I had to buy a little fruit cup from them and then a churro from someone else and then a bottle of water. So here I was stuffing them in my purse so I can get through the classrooms. But it was a lot of fun and really loved being there. Parent and Community Outreach has been super busy with DLAC meetings and Ten Commandment trainings and a roadmap to college, which was awesome. Even to have our superintendent, Dr. Moffey, presenting on choosing my college. I don't know where she gets her energy from, but did that in between. A whole lot of other things, but it was, there's just a lot of good things going on for our parents, for our kids, for our community. And for the first time, attended the annual Road EO is how it's for our bus drivers, which is kind of a safe driving competition of sorts, where many bus drivers from around the state came. Garden Grove hosted at the maintenance center, and I got a tour of the course. It's kind of like an obstacle course, and it's amazing to see these drivers, the precision and the skill. They had to actually make like a right turn, and then the back tire has to go over this plate, and then people come out with a measuring tape. I mean, it's just so precise and such skill our bus drivers have. If they're that precise and skillful, our kids are in good hands, for sure. They had also a written test that they had to take, and although I wish I could have, but I had to go to another event, stayed until the very end, but I understand that GGUSD earned 11 of the 23 awards. Is that right? Kudos to our bus drivers and everybody was there. It was a very welcoming atmosphere, a lot of cheerleading, a lot of friendliness and food and coffee, and it was a great, great event. Also had the opportunity to go to the PTA, 4th District PTA dinner with our PTA Council President Andrea Perez, and meet with other PTAs there and other districts that were there.
And of course, I really enjoy engaging with our parents. PTA and DLAC and all of the other meetings offer me the opportunity to connect and find out what's going on. I get to hear Dr. Mafi come and give information that I might not hear somewhere else. So to keep up on what's happening, what's of interest to the parents, and what they need to know, and what's current in our district and throughout. Let's see what else. Oh, our Latinos Unidos. You blew me away. Well, I was sitting next to Walter, and then Amy in the corner says, and he runs over, and I thought, oh my goodness, something's wrong. Something's going to happen. And something did happen. They surprised us with a really upbeat dance, and their participation is really very heartwarming and just added to the whole ambiance of our kids' the celebration of diversity, an evening of community and good food and music, dance, and even some theater. So it was a great event. Also attended the, well, we're on the arts, three plays on a Saturday, but it was so much fun. I took my granddaughter and we saw Jungle Book at Riverdale, Cinderella at Eisenhower, and Aladdin at Stanley. And the first play we went to was like, Grandma, this is the best one. And the next one, she goes, no, this is the best one. And the third one, she said, is it okay if they're all take the first prize? Yeah. So it was just amazing to see. And she was in awe. And I understand that that's through a grant with Disney. So hopefully would like to see more work its way toward our West End, to Trustee Area 1. So I don't hear her say, when is my school going to have this? But yeah, just an amazing opportunity for our kids and the whole community, because the parents get involved, they volunteer, they're sewing costumes, they're doing props and things, and so it's an amazing experience for any school. I also attended the Garden Park Math Night, which I found out, boy, I don't know first grade math real well anymore, but it was a good opportunity for parents and grandparents with the kids to do some activities together and just get a glimpse of what's going on in the classroom. I think we need more of that. So, and the elementary spelling bee, this is the last one. 43 of our schools sent their top spellers. I was on the edge of my chair toward the end. These kids spelled words I can't spell. It was just amazing, very intense, and they're so focused. You just know how much preparation they had to do ahead of time and studying, and the word that was the tiebreaker was mnemonic. Brandon Tran from, I think it was Patton, fifth grader, won, broke the tie. It was very close, but very proud of our kids and our staff. And the TOSAs, who just did a wonderful job of providing a great program for them, and just the environment, very upbeat and very encouraging.
Thank you, Ms. Rocker. Mr. Hardin.
And I don't have any comments tonight.
Thank you. First of all, I want to congratulate the staff for putting up the program in the Fine Art and Visual Art for our district. When I first came to the board, I was amazed after watching the first impression art exhibit the first time. I was really blown away by the level of artistic work that I saw there. I couldn't believe it myself, so I brought in some well-known artists from the community to kind of look at it and tell me what you see in them. They too validate that. They too also told me that this is normally, you don't see that outside of this environment here. And I thought to myself, well, this is a good thing that our district has it, because looking back myself from going through school here, you know, first coming off for the board, I didn't have a chance to engage in that. I didn't know all that. So I think, not that I miss, I don't think I have any talent I would miss. I think if we don't have this sort of program, we may miss out some artistic, we may miss out some Michael Jackson, we may miss out some really high performance out there that we don't even know. So we need to provide that kind of opportunity to kind of provide our children with clear access to all those things so they can pick and choose what they want to pursue. And that has been the commitment from our district for many years, and over the years went up and down on the budget. I have seen other districts cut and minimized or the art program, but it didn't happen in our district. And over the years, I know that the parent, the teacher are very appreciative of those efforts. And I too, I concur with Ms. Rocco and other members to see the Disney performance. It's so in the caliber of a student performing. I also must confess that I came here first as an immigrant and for a long time. I didn't know how theater worked. So because I didn't have that opportunity. First thing I realized that when this kid engaged in that kind of performance, to them, it's kind of simple, but it's not that simple. They had to work in teamwork. They had to know how to put up the show, put up the light, put up the rehearsal, put up all kind of things to make how we saw it typical on TV on a performance. I appreciate the artistic level of a student. But if you appreciate the artist performing there, you must appreciate the level of work that the work put together. And I look at another level where I look at myself. I didn't know how the theater performance works because I did not have the means to do that. I didn't know the work until I could grow up and have money, I could do it. But I wish I could were able to appreciate how that worked growing up, so that would be easier to appreciate the kind of art performance that I put there. And then I appreciate the district for providing that opportunity for so many kids out there. One day engaged in that thing, they know how to work, they can go home and do it themselves at home, they can do all that. And we can explore all of their potential to count. And I can bet you one or two of them can make us proud later on. We need only one or two to do that, to work to the program that we put an effort to put in. And I know there's a lot of effort that our art program and its teacher to do those things. And I really appreciate every show that I saw over the years there. And that's bringing a lot of work there. And also, next the event, I really am impressed with the rodeo. I used to call it bus racing, but it's not. It's not racing. They do with a certain level of precision and skill. And yes, I got a joyride. I got to run around the obstacle course there. I really, truly appreciate the level of dedication, the professionalism that the bus driver must exhibit at all times, because they carry the very precious cargo day in and day out. And I can see many of them had a pin with, say, 15 years, 20 years, accident-free. Imagine you running that thing around accident-free. That is scary, but not the way we drive our car, no. This is, they run in the big truck there with 2-inch allowance. And imagine you move that big truck to the long, at a certain distance, without waving to any closer than 2 inches, and the bell will ring and something will pop out and they lose. That is the scary thing that they have to do. And in a street, there's no such thing, but this is like the competition, they install all those devices. If you move within 2 inches, you know, in the wrong direction, something will happen. And that is how scary. I mean, that tells the level of the commitment of our bus driver staff there, must train themselves, must adhere to, so make sure nothing happened day in and day out for so many years. And that I truly appreciate our classified staff, especially the trust related and the maintenance and what's it called, the dispatchers, all the coordination or effort involving those, you know, running around, big machine running around carrying our cargo, just our children there. That really, I don't know, we never undermine their work. We appreciate that, but I don't think we can appreciate enough of the level of attention that they put into that thing. And thank you very much for that. And also, I know at this school, at this time, some of our school are going to the WAS review. We know San Diego, Bonesa Grande, and also Ranchos Alamitos next week, right? I think this is the nerve-wracking time for the staff, but I come in usually only enjoy hear our other community members validate the work that we do. Having our staff say, that's what we do, supposed to do, that's how it should happen. You hear day in, day out that you get used to it, but you hear from outsider to say that they're impressed at our staff doing it, our school doing it. I'm very impressed. I like to hear that. I like to join in and sit in and enjoy that every time I have a chance to do that. And I know just during this time, of course, there's a lot of work for the school staff to do to prepare for that, to showcase the work they do and to make sure, just only to make sure that they're doing what they're supposed to do to bring the best service to our student there. And I want to ask my staff to send my commendation to all the schools that are going through that process now. And I wish them good luck, and I always want to, when I have a chance to have come out to Kyle, sit there and enjoy the show with them when they have that conclusion meeting. That's when you hear all the good things that come out of our of the WASC committee. And thank you. Another event I want to recognize. I can't do it. So many things. Also with Ms. Rocco, there's so many things going on, and I can't keep track of all that. And I know, for me personally, the board member, I just come in and just watch it. I don't have to do anything. But I know for any of those, so any of the activity, our staff, teacher, parents, student, put up a lot of work just to do that, just to coach, okay, what they're doing. And for that, I appreciate it a lot. Another thing, I really amazing that our student is the spelling bee. And for many years, I been a board member, I didn't want to admit that I misspelled some of those words there, but I think nowadays, I think it's okay to acknowledge myself that I couldn't spell so many of those words there. I mean, that's cool. Kudos to our kid, and the level, they get more competitive each year, and I can see the level of the dedication they put in the competition is really, they get the student very serious, but then that means a lot to our student, and in general for the English learning program there, because spelling is the basic block of our English learning. So when they master that, when they compete in trying to perform and outperform that, that will help them a lot in the English development program activity they have there. I mean, I know the school put up a lot of effort and do nothing too, and I really congratulations on our winner and the spelling bee. But then I know underneath that, they all participate in that process, all students going through that. And for all of those competitors, they are, you know, that kind of nerve-wracking for some of them, but that's good learning process that I have seen in our district. With that, okay? Is there anything else for any board members want to say?
Yes, President.
Ms. Nguyen?
Yes. Thank goodness there's spell check now, right, for you. But anyway, just a comment to staff. I'm sold out by President Nguyen's description of a bus driver. And next, can I see them have us have a presentation to them? I like that.
What I recommend to them is that, hey, this competition is good enough for a spectator event. We do it at the stadium. They all have audience come in and cheer for them, and they all can have a commentator to do that, just like race in professional sport. I think that's good enough for a good competition out there. And
maybe we can post that video. Or should we have one? But maybe just so we get to meet all these safe drivers and then thank them for being such good drivers.
I think the Department of Education put out a short video of the type of competition they have. We, our district, should really document those kind of skill level. But number one, to showcase the level of professional commitment of our staff, and also to provide assurance to our parents. Each day, they give the kid to someone else driving that truck that they don't know. They should know, they're full confident that they will be, they're in good hand, the best hand there is. They you know, best dedicated people. That's very important to provide that kind of help. I don't know. It's up to the staff to look into how to provide that kind of, so that we all appreciate, because otherwise we don't know the kind of work that they put in, and then they really appreciate that.
Would it be possible to have the winners come?
You're already planning that.
Oh, so good.
Okay. We'll get back to you more.
Okay.
Do they get a reward? they're spending their time on the competition, and then they're spending their time here to meet us. Do they get some kind of reward? Like maybe I'll talk to you later.
Okay. Having another comment, we come to the conclusion of meeting. I'm going to announce our next meeting. The next one will be on April 4th. Again, we would not have a study session, so our regular meeting will begin at 7 p.m. And the one after that will be on April 18th. We will start having a study session again. We start the study session at 5:30, and the regular meeting will follow after that at 7 p.m. Okay? No other comment. Item on the district, the meeting is now adjourned.